Yes, three home games against the division rivals. How critical was it to win the first one?
It's huge. Look at the standing right now. It's you know, it could be either way. So every game is important, especially our division. So it's nice to, you know, start with the win. We had a tough weekend, so it's nice to get back on track and get the win.
And it must have been good. Last two games against Abbotsford, there wasn't a lot of goals scored. Tonight there was plenty. So
yeah, no, I mean, you can see it when we play at home. And I mean, the guys are fired up every time. The crowd is amazing. I've said it a bunch of times, but so nice to, you know, play at home and during in front of those fans. It's always a good crowd, good energy. So it's nice to, you know, start with the win and, you know, got to forget about it and work for Friday.
It seemed like momentum started changing sides in the second period. Was there anything special message from the coaching staff or between players during the first intermission?
Well, I guess the line change were good. We didn't start very well. And then, you know, obviously we had a couple of penalties early in the period, but you know, changed line. And then after that, I don't know, we just, you know, kept playing hard and we knew it was a big game. So everybody showed up and came up with the win.
A couple of weeks back, I spoke with Devontae Smith-Pelly about this team. And he says that when he joined partway through the year, he noticed that everyone on the Laval Rocket has found a way to buy in, even though there were so many injuries at that time and COVID cases. And obviously now you guys are still in the playoff position. In your own estimation, who do you think is the biggest person responsible for getting everyone on the team to buy into what the core mission is and the philosophy of this team?
It's a good question. To be honest, I think it's just a group of guys. You know, we know we have a coach, but at the end of the day, the players are together like mostly all the time. You know, you show up at the rink, you talk with the boys. So it's just the way, I guess, we feel, you know, welcome to the guys. You know, when they come in, everybody says hi. They try to introduce themselves. And, you know, we just have a good energy at the ring. Everybody's just, you know, having a good time, laughing. I know it's sometimes hard as an English guy to come in with a lot of French guy, but we try to, you know, speak English as much as possible and make them feel comfortable. And then I think from the rookies to the leader, I think everybody's doing a great job to, you know, feel the guys welcome. And I mean, I guess, you know, when you feel comfortable in the environment, you play well. So everybody's buying in. Is, you know, team effort, team, you know, team atmosphere is good. So yeah, I think that's what it is.
How much of a role are you playing in acclimatizing some of those newer guys into the locker room, and who else in the locker room is helping out in that effort?
Well, I, you know, as a rookie, I kind of have been with different guys, and then, you know, I learned over the years that, you know, I want to be the, I was looking at the veteran. I was looking at to see, okay, what can I bring? What I'll be that guy, you know, to the younger guys and try to be the best version of myself and try to make them feel comfortable. And I took like the best out of everybody, and I tried, you know, to do my best to, you know, teach what I learned over the years. And obviously we have a great group of leadership around X, Borky, Louis. So I think we have such a good group of leader that, you know, I had a lot of experience in the NHL. So it's just good team effort. I mean, I think it's just, there's nobody that is doing it by himself. It's just, it's amazing what we've been done so far as a team.
Yeah, last one for you. You mentioned there are guys who speak French and you do try your best to speak English around everyone. Even though could it still get a little clicky at times, even though there is the language thing?
No, obviously. I mean, you know, if somebody's in front of me that speaks French, it's hard for me to, you know, switch in English. You know, it's just natural for us to speak that language. So obviously sometimes it's hard, especially when we get into conversation, it's hard to like stop and be like, all right, we got to speak English. But sometimes we tell the guys to stop us and be like, hey, can you speak English? And we try our best to, you know, feel everybody comfortable around. But obviously it's, you know, we're only a province to speak French. So try to keep that language alive. But no, I mean, try our best to make everybody involved.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good night.